Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast is presented by WynnBET. Bet $100 at WynnBET and get a $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. The NFL season kicks off this week and get ready for the season with 32 NFL team previews from the Sports Gambling Podcast. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/NFL previews today. And finally, the free roll football contest is back and better than ever. $5,000 is up for grabs in our NFL contest and $1,500 in our brand new college football contest. Sign up exclusively in our Discord. It's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/discord. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/discord. You are listening to your Champions League show here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on Twitter at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. You can follow the Sports Gambling Podcast on Twitter. They are at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network. And you can also follow me on Twitter. I am at LockBettingCom. That's at LockBettingCom. So we are here to break down the key games in the Champions League happening across Tuesday and Wednesday. These are the most important and most marquee games on the slate. If you want every game covered, I do that over on my lockbetting.com Patreon page. Every single game from Tuesday is on a Tuesday podcast. Every single game from Wednesday is on a Wednesday podcast. And both of those podcasts close out with individual locks, as does the podcast that we do on Thursdays for the Europa and Europa Conference League. However, that isn't a key game show. That is a small selection of my favourite leans, and we close out with a lock on that one as well, as I said. So we begin this show by having a look at the game here between Celtic and Real Madrid. The holders open up with a difficult trip here, and they are the 7-10 favourites to come away with a win. It's 3-1 on the draw, and it's 18-5 here on Celtic. This Real Madrid line is moving favourably for Real Madrid backers. This started at 8-13. It's now moving to 7-10. It's at 3-4 in some places. So people are opposing Real Madrid here. Personally, I don't see it. I love the way Celtic play, but ultimately, it's an all or nothing approach, and it may work in Scotland, but I don't think it's going to work against the European champions. If you look at one of the most famous results in Celtic history at home, it was a 2-1 win over Barcelona, but they allowed Barcelona to have almost all of the ball and won that game by hitting them with the sucker punches. And that's not how the Celtic team play. They're going to go toe-to-toe here with Real Madrid. And ultimately, I think tactically, that will be their downfall. I think this game will see some goals. I think over 2.5 goals is a good play here, but it is a little bit juiced at 8-13. But I do think it will cash comfortably because of the way Celtic play. It's very, very gung-ho. There will be plenty of spaces for these big-name attacking players on the pitch, especially when you're looking at the likes of Vinny Jr. and Benzema playing for Real Madrid tonight. I think there will be plenty of opportunities to get on the score sheet, and I think over 2.5 will cash easily, but you will have to lay the juice and take that at 8-13. You can take the risk on the over 3. You would need 4 goals to cash that selection, but it would push if there are exactly 3 goals in the game. That is where the 50-50 line is set at. It's 10-11 on under 3 goals and 10-11 on over 3 goals. I would definitely be leaning towards the over. As for who comes away with the points, as I said, I think Real Madrid would exploit Celtic for being too wide open in what I think will be a high-scoring game. Celtic have never won their opening game of a Champions League campaign, losing 8 of those. And they meet a Real Madrid team who have won all 4 La Liga games so far, despite conceding in all of those games. So they haven't kept a clean sheet yet. That adds even more weight to the fact that I think there'll be goals here in this game. Celtic have scored 29 goals across their first 7 games this season. Real Madrid come into this having won 5 out of 5. And as I mentioned, they have conceded in each of their league games this season. But ultimately, when you look at the way Real Madrid usually start a Champions League group, and you look at the way Celtic start a Champions League group, I think it's all set up here for Real Madrid to come away with the win. And that's just not looking at statistical data. I believe tactically this is a bad matchup for Celtic with the amount of space that they allow, and Real Madrid have killer players that will put the ball in the back of the net. If you recall last season, they were dominated statistically from the last 16 all the way to the final. They were dominated in every metric, be it shots, expected goals, possession. Yet they ended up winning the competition because they have deadly goal scorers in their team like Karim Benzema. So for me, this is all set up for a high scoring game with Real Madrid coming away with the win. I like them here at the price that they've moved to. I like them even more if it continues to move. I don't see any reason why that's happening, other than the fact that Celtic do often turn up on European nights at home. But there's a big gap in class here. And I'm going to go for Real Madrid on the money line, nice and simple, for my first lean here on the show. Before we move on to looking at our second game, let me take a second out here to tell you about WinBet. If you guys are thinking of joining WinBet, now is the perfect time. New customers who bet $100 get a $100 free bet, which is perfect for kicking off the NFL season, which starts on Thursday. Plus, the WinBet Casino is always open 24 hours a day, where you can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $1,000. Win also has their first QB to throw for 5 TDs bets. There's so much to choose from. All you have to do is head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet so they know we sent you. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. Now, this offer is subject to change. Terms and conditions available at winbet.com. You must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WinBet is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Let me also take a second out here to tell you about the free roll football contests. The college football contest has $1,500 up for grabs, while the NFL contest has $5,000 up for grabs and a 2-night stay at Wynn Las Vegas. The free roll football contests are here, and you can sign up exclusively in our Discord. All you need to do is go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/discord. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/discord. And finally, let me give a shout out here to Elias Sports Bureau. Football fans, the NFL regular season is finally here. And as week 1 kicks off and you get ready to place your bets or lock in your fantasy team, you need to check out the Elias Game Plan app. It's the ultimate sports betting and fantasy companion for the NFL, NBA and MLB that has everything you need to get a competitive advantage. So with the NFL season here, don't wait. Download the Elias Game Plan app today. And right now, I have a special offer for when you subscribe. You can get a 14-day trial of a monthly subscription, but only if you use my promo code SGPN. So find Elias Game Plan Sports Betting in the App Store or Play Store today and make sure you use my promo code. That's SGPN. Once again, SGPN. Moving on to our second game here from the Tuesday slate. We look at this big game in Group H between Paris Saint-Germain and Juventus, where PSG are the 1-3 favourites to pick up the home win. It's 9-2 on the draw, and it's 8-1 here on Juve. PSG have been scoring for fun, and many people have convinced themselves that they are a serious contender for the Champions League. I want to see what sort of shape PSG are in January, February 1st. But as for winning this group, I definitely think that they can win this group. I believe they will start off with a win here against Juventus. Now, people will be expecting goals here. That's because PSG have scored at least 3 goals in 6 of their 7 matches this season, with Neymar and Kylian Mbappe scoring a combined 14 goals after 6 game weeks in League One. The hosts have scored 3 times on average in their home games in last season's group stage, and they've started the season looking even more ruthless up front as the trio of Messi, Neymar and Mbappe have come together, and they're a lot more fluid than they were at any point last season. As for Lionel Messi, he has scored 72 goals in 69 starts in the Champions League group stage, while he also managed to score 5 times in 3 home games at this stage of the competition last year. So, as I said, this should be a PSG win. Juve are going to find them very difficult to stop. But ultimately, I do think that I want to tack on the under 4.5 goals here, because I do think that Juve are going to put up some resilience. Now, Juve haven't looked good so far this season. They've started off with just 2 wins and 3 draws, so they do remain undefeated. But they haven't been conceding a lot of goals. They have kept it tight at the back so far. That's one criticism that you cannot throw at them. And I believe they will come into this game looking to stop PSG from playing. I believe they will set up with a defensive low block, which will try to frustrate PSG. And PSG will immediately get Champions League practice here in terms of breaking down a top team who sit in with a low block and try to deny their front three from playing. Now, given the form of PSG, I do think that they will get the breakthrough, but I don't think this game's going to get anywhere near 5 goals. I mean, even if PSG score 3 goals, I don't think Juve are going to make any kind of contribution. And even if they do, how do we get to 5 here? So I think there's real value tacking on this play. I don't see 5 goals. I see a cagey opening where PSG are going to try and break Juve down. And by the time they do, I don't think there'll be enough time for this one to get to 5 goals. This Juventus team have conceded just 2 goals in their opening 5 games this season. The problem is they've only scored 7, while PSG are putting the ball in the net for fun. I believe PSG have a real chance of winning this group with maximum points and sending out a statement to the rest of Europe. And I think it begins with a win today, but a tight win, a cagey win, perhaps a 2-0, perhaps a 3-0, but nowhere near 5 goals. So my selection for this game is going to be PSG and under 4.5 goals, which is available at the price of 10-11 minus 110 here for this one. Up next, we look at the game here between Sevilla and Manchester City, where Manchester City are the 4-11 favourites to pick up the away win. It's 19-4 on the draw, and it's 9-1 here on Sevilla. Sevilla are in really, really bad shape. They look like they are going to struggle to finish in the Champions League spots this season already. It may be very, very early to say that, but this isn't based on the fact that they were smashed at home by Barcelona. This is based on a fact they've picked up just 1 point from three other very, very winnable games, and now they have to play against Manchester City. I like City to win this very comfortably tonight. I like Manchester City to cover a minus 1.5 Asian handicap, and we are getting plus money on that selection at 13 to 10. As I said, Sevilla have lost three of their first four La Liga games this season, including that 3-0 loss to Barcelona at the weekend, and you would expect Man City to do something similar here. They won once in six Champions League group games last season and didn't face a team anywhere near Manchester City's level. It was a much weaker group. While Man City qualified comfortably, they were in a group with PSG that they won, and they hit 20 goals across their opening, and they've hit 20 goals, sorry, across their opening six league games. And we all know about the form of Haaland. Well, he loves it even more in the Champions League. Haaland has scored 15 goals in 13 Champions League games for Dortmund. So I think this is all set up for a very, very bad night for Sevilla, and I will be taking Manchester City to cover the Asian handicap in this one, the minus 1.5 Asian handicap line, and we're getting some nice value at the price of 13 to 10 plus 130. Before we move on to Wednesday's key games, let me take a second here to tell you about Fubo TV. If you watch football, you need Fubo TV. Fubo TV gives you complete coverage of college and pro football with NFL Red Zone plus games in 4K at no extra charge. Over 100 channels of live sport and entertainment for a fraction of the price of cable. Watch on all of your devices and never miss a game or an episode of your favorite shows with the included cloud-based DVR. There's no contract or commitment, and you can cancel at any time. Right now, you can try Fubo TV free for 7 days and get 15% off your first month. I really need to look and see if we have this in the UK, because this sounds great. If you want to get involved, just go to fubotv.com/SGP. That's fubotv.com/SGP. Let me also take a second out here to tell you about promoguy.us. For all you sports bettors out there, I want to tell you about the best new way to increase your bankroll. It's called promoguy.us. At promoguy.us, you get the biggest bonuses from all the best sports books in the country. We're talking $1,000 risk-free deposits, insane odds boosts, and most importantly, the best analytics in the business, plus tons of free picks as well. Promoguy.us is your guide to betting smart. Once again, that's promoguy.us. And finally, let me take a second out to tell you about Sleeper. Sleeper is the fastest growing fantasy platform today with millions of players. You probably already have a fantasy league on there. It's a game changing product unlike anything else in the industry. And now you could win on Sleeper by playing their new over under game. Over unders integrated into fantasy, the first sports contest game built into the fantasy experience. So stop what you're doing now and download Sleeper to play the new over-under game. Have fun with your friends and make some money on your mobile phone. Join our listener group on Sleeper at sleeper.com/SGP, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. Use the promo code SGP. Once again, go to sleeper.com/SGP and you'll get a $100 match on your first deposit. Terms and conditions apply. See Sleeper's terms of use for details. So we now move on to Wednesday, and the first game I've decided to look at is the game here between Inter Milan and Bayern Munich, where Inter Milan are the 14-5 underdogs here. It's 29-10 on the draw, and it's 17-20 on Bayern Munich. I'm very, very high on Bayern Munich winning this group. If you listen to the Futures show, you would have heard that. But I'm not sure I like Bayern Munich as this strong of a favourite at Inter Milan. It's a little bit disrespectful to Inter. Ultimately, I do think that Bayern Munich will win the game, but the price isn't really that appealing to me. Bayern Munich coming to this having lost just two of their last 31 Champions League games. Bayern have won each of their last three competitive away head-to-heads. And all three of Inter's defeats since February have actually seen both teams score. So I believe both teams scoring could be the way to go here in this one. Bayern have already seen both teams to score land four times in six games so far this season. So despite the fact they're scoring a lot of goals, those defensive problems still haven't been sorted out. So if you don't really want to pick a winner here and you agree with me and you do think that Bayern Munich are a little bit short, you could go down the both teams to score route, but you'd be laying a lot of juice. That's currently available at 8-15. Another way to go could be to take both teams to score tacked on with the over 2.5 goals. There's a little bit more value there at 7-10. I think we will see three goals, and I think we'll see both teams scoring. And ultimately, I do think Bayern Munich could come away with the win, but I just think 10-11 is too short. It's a little bit disrespectful. Inter Milan haven't lost at home this season, bearing in mind it is quite early on though as well. Their two defeats already have come away from home. And I think it's away from home that Inter Milan will come unstuck. I don't see them getting anything at Bayern. I don't see them getting anything at the Nou Camp. But if they start to drop points at home, like the bookies feel that they will, they're going to be in serious trouble. So this is a very, very important game for Inter. It's a must not lose. So it'd be interesting to see if they come out here a little bit more cagier. I don't think they will. I don't think they have that in their locker. And I don't think the fans at the San Siro will accept the fact that Inter Milan just sit in here and invite Bayern Munich to break them down and just concede that Bayern Munich are the better team. At the end of the day, you're supposed to be challenging for the league in Italy. You should have won the league last year. You were pipped by your rivals. And suddenly you're coming home here to play Bayern Munich and you're sitting in with a low defensive block. It's not acceptable. I don't think we'll see it. I think we'll see goals here. And ultimately, I do think we'll see Bayern winning, even though I think the price is too short here for them to win on the money line. Up next, we look at the game here between Napoli and Liverpool, where Napoli are 14-5 underdogs here. It's 11-4 on the draw. And Liverpool are priced up as the 5-6 favourites. Now, I'm going to oppose Liverpool here, but it's down to more than their form this season. Liverpool never do well at Napoli. This is a team they've always struggled against. Napoli come into this unbeaten in five games this season and have only lost one of their last four meetings with Liverpool. They went unbeaten in their last Champions League group stage campaign, and Liverpool have won just two of their six league games so far this season, both of them at home, and they are struggling in big atmospheres. So in the opening day of the season, Fulham was a rabid place to go to, and they lost at Old Trafford, where Man United supporters really got behind Man United that day. Well, what do you expect is going to happen here at the Diego Maradona Stadium? It's going to be the same. And given that Napoli have given Liverpool problems before, with Liverpool just winning one of the last four, and given that Liverpool's last two trips to this stadium have ended in defeat, they lost 1-0 to Napoli on the 3rd of October 2018. And they also lost to Napoli the season they won the Champions League on the 17th of September 2019. Napoli beat Liverpool 2-0. Now, it's a very different Napoli team. We've seen some big names go out of the door when you're looking at Mertens and Koulibaly. But these new players look great. They seem to have coped with it. They've had a very, very good start to the season. And at the end of the day, this is still a difficult place to go to. It's more difficult than going to Fulham. And that's where Liverpool dropped points earlier on in the season. And they were beaten at Old Trafford. So I have no confidence here taking Liverpool on the money line. I'm going to oppose them. I'm going to take Napoli to, at the very least, avoid a defeat here. Napoli on the double chance market is available for me at plus money at the price of 21-20. And I'm going to take that plus money on Napoli plus 0.5 or Napoli on the double chance market to avoid a defeat here in this one. For the final game here on this slate, we're going to look at Tottenham at home to Marseille. My EPL bias has taken over here. We probably should have looked at the game between Atletico and Porto because that's going to be a key game in terms of deciding that group. But as I said, my English bias took over because I believe people would prefer to hear about Tottenham and Marseille. Tottenham are the 4-7 favourites to begin with a win here. It's 10-3 on the draw. and it's 11-2 here on Marseille. Both of these two teams have made a really strong start to the season. Marseille have an impressive record of 5 wins from their first 6 Ligue 1 matches, and they haven't lost any. So 5 wins out of 6, and they're undefeated in their opening 6 games. But so are Tottenham. They've got 4 wins and 2 draws in the EPL. And of course, the EPL is the superior league. Tottenham are also very, very strong at home. They have 6 successive wins at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, and I do expect them to prevail here against a Marseille side who, despite the fact they've started strong, are absolutely appalling in the Champions League. They've lost 14 of their last 15 games in the Champions League, so that makes it very, very difficult to make a case for them to get anything here from this game at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Before we move on to the lock on this show, let me take a second out to tell you guys about Run Your Pool. Run Your Pool is the home of competition, bringing sports fans and their social circles together to compete, connect, and make every game matter more. Run Your Pool offers every game type under the sun, from Pick'em and Survivor to Fantasy Pools. It's a one-stop shop for sports gaming with customizable features that you don't get anywhere else. We've teamed up with Run Your Pool to host a pool for our official Sports Gambling Podcast Network NFL Survivor Contest. Hop in now to reserve your spot. It's a $500 cash prize and a $250 gift certificate to the SGPN store to the winner. You can sign up today by heading over to play.runyourpool.com/SGPN. That's play.runyourpool.com/SGPN. Let me also take a second out to tell you about Odds Trader. Odds Trader is a place to compare odds from all major sports books. Now, this is important. I post the P&L every single month for my lockbetting.com site. And one of the key things in order to improve your overall P&L, your profit and loss, and to improve your overall profit is to shop around for the best price. I always post the best price. Why take minus 130 when you could take minus 110? Over the course of time, this will add up. It'll add up significantly over the course of a week, over the month, and even more over the course of the year. So use Odds Trader to shop around. You can also compare the different sign-up codes and promotions from sportsbooks to get the best deal. The app also provides player statistics, key game stats, injury reports, and projected game day weather for bettors to make the most informed bets possible, which is going to be crucial during the NFL season, especially in December and January. It also has a bet tracker, so bettors can keep records of all your games and betting activity. To get involved, all you need to do is head over to oddstrader.com/bluewire. That's oddstrader.com/bluewire. Odds Trader, the number one site for all your game day bets. Closing out with your lock on the show. The lock on this show is brought to you by the Free Roll Football Contests. The Free Roll Football Contests are here. The College Football Contest is offering $1,500, whilst the NFL Contest has $5,000 and a two-night stay at Wynn Las Vegas up for grabs. You can sign up exclusively in our Discord. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/discord. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/discord. The lock that I've gone for on this show is an EPL parlay. So I've gone for Manchester City to win on the money line at 4-11 on Tuesday. And I'm going to add Tottenham to that at the price of 4-7 on Wednesday. Manchester City are playing Sevilla here at the perfect time. Sevilla are a mess. They have lost 3 of their first 4 games. They were smashed 3-0 by Barcelona at the weekend at home. They were poor in the Champions League last year. The hosts won just 1 of their 6 group stage games last season, whereas City have scored 20 goals across their first 6 league games already, with Haaland loving the Champions League. He scored 15 goals in 13 Champions League games for Dortmund, and he'll score even more as a Manchester City player. This is the perfect mix for a very, very bad night for Sevilla. When we were covering this game individually, I said I like Manchester City to cover a minus 1.5 Asian handicap line, and I do. But we don't need that here to cover this leg of the parlay. We just need Manchester City to win. We need the same from Tottenham, who face a Marseille team who have lost 14 of their last 15 Champions League games. They're once on a streak of losing 13 in a row. Tottenham are very, very strong at home. After six successive wins at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, I do expect them to make it seven in a row here against a Marseille team who are full of Arsenal rejects. If you look at the team here, they've got Alexis Sanchez, Tavares, Guendouzi, Kolasinac. I think it would be embarrassing for Tottenham to come away with anything but a win here. They have been installed as heavy favourites to win this group, despite the fact that Eintracht Frankfurt are the seeded team because they won the Europa League last season. Tottenham should be winning this group and they should be starting with a win here in this one. So once again, your lock here for this edition of the Champions League Key Game Show is Manchester City on the money line and Tottenham on the money line at the prices of 4-11 and 4-7. As I mentioned at the top of the show, if you want my breakdown for every single Champions League game, that's over at lockbetting.com. I post a Tuesday show covering all of Tuesday's games that close out with a lock. And I post a Wednesday show covering every single game on Wednesday and also close that show out with a lock as well. But as for the key game show, that's it for me. Good luck with all of your bets as always, guys. And thanks for listening.